One gunman, then. Sheriff Hufford's deputies had been right about that much anyway. Caitlin waited for the sheriff's next call over the megaphone before emerging.
Whoever's in there, this is Sheriff Hufford again. If you got a cell phone on you, dial 911 and they'll patch you straight through to me.
The woman's eyes clung to her as Caitlin eased the swinging door open and slid her boots across the tile floor into the air-conditioned cool of the HEB. She slithered to the head of the snack aisle and pressed a finger on her free hand against her mouth to keep the woman silent. Then she crept out, trying to better place the lone gunman's position in a store that suddenly seemed cavernous, its aisles laden with all manner of food products.
I want my mama.
Caitlin readied her SIG in both hands. She stopped and pressed her back up against a display of kitchen cleaners at the head of the next aisle. The overhead lighting was radiant and bright, not about to give up any shadows that might have further helped her pin down the gunman's precise position.
This is Sheriff Tate Hufford again. Everyone out here, all of us, want to resolve this peacefully without any further harm to anyone. That includes you, and you got my word on it. Now get out your phone, dial 911, and let's sort our way through this.
Caitlin used the distraction to peel out from the head of the aisle, edging toward the next one. Caitlin stepped over a man's body. She passed a shot-out meat display case, shards of glass looking like tiny pieces of ice atop the sirloin, chuck, and tenderloin. She reached the head of the deli prepared foods and produce aisle, the last one down. Caitlin spun out, pistol raised and ready. A bearded, hairy shape of a man, holding a girl who looked 7 or 8 years old tight against him, with a cannon of a revolver pressed against her head, the girl's position blocking any kill shot she could try. Caitlin lowered her gun to control the situation with calm. Not much of a sacrifice, considering she could jerk the pistol up and fire from her hip with only a millisecond's difference in lag.
I'm just here to talk, sir.
Spiders! Gotta get the spiders out of this one like I did the others.
What spiders?
Well, can't you see them? They're everywhere. Crawling out of the cereal boxes and in the meat case, coming down from the ceiling on their goddamn webs.
I can help the girl.
You can?
I can help you too. I'm here to kill the spiders. Need your help first, though.
I've been helping already. Shooting them where they stand. Bang, bang, bang!
Send the girl over to me.
Can't! They breed inside us while we sleep and pour out when the time's right. This little one's a breeding ground, I tell you. A breeding ground! I'll take this gun off her for a second, just a second, and out they'll come and neither one of us can get them all. This is the way it's gotta be.
When'd you first notice them?
What?
The spiders. When you first noticed them?
At my house. Crawling all over the walls. First noticed them last week. Just a few, though. Like an advance team scouting the enemy. Because what we got here, we got ourselves a war. Us versus them. Last species standing.
That's why they sent me.
You?
Texas Ranger's been put on alert all across the state. War's on, and you're a genuine hero for saving your town.
Started pouring out of my kids just this morning. I knew then the war was on. What I had to do, and I'd done it. Bang, bang, bang!
Caitlin shuddered, chanced a sidestep to better her shooting angle.
What you doing?
Thought I saw one climbing up your arm. Just wanted to be sure.
Spiders be pouring out of her any time now, if I don't finish this before they do.
Let me.
No!
I got a full mag here. How many you got left in that hand cannon of yours?
I don't.
Only take 6. How many you fire so far? When you have a chance to reload?
The man glanced down at his gun, fear overrunning his features.
You fire your last bullet, they'll take you for sure. Can't afford to lose any more soldiers in this war. That's why you gotta let me do this one. So move aside real slow before the spider starts spouting from her mouth.
Well, they don't come through the mouth. It's through the skin they come.
You know what? You should take mine.
Caitlin eased closer to the man as she crouched to lay her pistol on the floor and slid the SIG across the shiny linoleum. The man dropped the Magnum to his lap and started to reach for it. Caitlin moved forward, the kick coming up and from the side. The man's head rocked backward and slammed into neatly stacked jars of spaghetti sauce, scattering them downward as Caitlin jerked the girl from his grasp. She saw his eyes roll upward dazedly as she snatched her SIG back up and steadied it on the man's now unconscious frame.
Easy there. Everything's gonna be all right now.
Caitlin tried to soothe the little girl in her arms, even as something told her that was as far from the truth as it got.